Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. In honor of Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday this year, folk stalwart John McCutcheon has assembled an all-star cast of songs and musicians to honor America's most enduring folk songwriter. Despite help from Willie Nelson, Tommy Emmanuel, Kathy Mattea, Tim O'Brien, Stuart Duncan, Tom Chapin, Tom Paxton, Maria Muldaur, and more, this is not a tribute album, insists John McCutcheon. Rather, it is a very contemporary look at America through the lens of Guthrie's songs. He says, "The issues of Guthrie's day, immigration, workers' rights, plundering scoundrels, all are in evidence today. But there are still babies to be put to sleep, lovers to serenade, bold promises to make." Both a student of and an heir to the Guthrie legacy, John McCutcheon, a six-time Grammy nominee, offers fresh new arrangements and exciting new interpretations of many of Woody's most well-known songs. With this, his 35th recording, John proves again that he is both a consummate musician, a deft producer, and a clear-eyed visionary, able to breathe brilliant new life into classic works. From John McCutcheon and This Land, Woody Guthrie's America, here is I Ain't Got No Home.
Oh, I ain't got no home, just a rambling round, just a wandering worker. I go from town to town. Police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and a dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home, drove me from my door. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home, just a rambling round, just a wandering worker, and I go from town to town. You know the police make it hard wherever I'm a-going. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming on the shares, but always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died on the cabin floor. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home, just a ramble. I'm a wandering worker and I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I just ramble round, and it's mighty plain to see that this world is a great and funny place to be. The gambling man is rich, and the working man is poor. We ain't got no home in this world anymore. though I ain't got no home, just a rambling around, just a wandering worker, and I go from town to town. Police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
This is our country here, as far as you can see. No matter which way you walk, or no matter what spot of it you stand on. Now you will hear whole gangs of travelers and settlers arguing about her, what she is, how she come to be, what you're supposed to do here. And you will hear some argue at you that she is so beautiful, you are supposed to spend your life just feeling her pretty parts, sucking in her sweetest breezes and tasting her fairest odors, looking at all her brightest colored scenes. And I would say that gang has the wrong notion. And there are some bunches that tell you she is all ugly and all dirty, that there is nothing good about her, nothing free, nothing clean, that she is all slums, shacks, rot, filth, stink, and bad odors, loud words of bitter flavors. Well, this herd is big, and I heard them often, and I heard them loud. But I come to think that they, too, was just as wrong as the first outfit. This is our country here. As far as you can see, no matter which way you walk, or no matter what spot of it you stand on. And when you have crossed her as many times as I have, you will see as many ugly things about her as pretty things. I looked into a million of her faces and eyes, and I told myself there was a look on that face that was good, if I could just see it there, in back of all the shades and shadows of fear and doubt and ignorance and tangles of debts and worries. And I guess it is these things that make our country look all lopsided to some of us, lopped over onto the good and easy side, or over onto the bad and the hard side. Because I seen the pretty and I seen the ugly, and it was because I knew the pretty part that I wanted to change the ugly part. Because I hated the dirty part that I knew how to feel the love for the cleaner part. See, this is our country here. As far as you can see, no matter which way you walk, or no matter what spot of it you stand on, this is our country.
Perhaps the crown jewel of unexplored Woody Guthrie content on John McCutcheon's new album is that spoken poem called This Is Our Country Here. When John McCutcheon got his first guitar, he pedaled down to his local public library in search of an instruction book and stumbled upon Woody Guthrie folk songs. Thus began a lifetime of instruction that comes full circle on This Land, Woody Guthrie's America. John's own massive catalog of songs is testament to the plain-spoken honesty he found in that tattered library volume. Here is The Biggest Thing That Man Has Ever Done from John McCutcheon's new album, This Land, Woody Guthrie's America.
I am just a lonesome traveler, a great historical bum. Highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, that was in the year one. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. And I worked in the Garden of Eden, that was in the year of two. Joined the Apple Pickers Union, now always paid my dues. I'm the man that
signed the contract to raise the rising sun. That's about the biggest thing man has ever done. On the pyramids, the Tower of Babel too. I opened up the ocean, let the migrant children through. I fought a million battles, and I never lost a one. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. And I was in the revolution when we set this country free. Me and a couple of Indians that dumped the Boston Tea. We won the battle at Valley Forge and the Battle of Bully Run. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. My freedom wife and this big land we built. Takes all of the 50 states for me to spread my quilt. Our kids are in the millions now, they run from sun to sun. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. I'd better quit the talking, 'cause I told you all I know. But please remember, partner, wherever you may go, that the people are building peace for the world, and when the victory's won, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Yes, the people are building a peaceful world, and when the victory's won, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done.
World's record for never finishing one sentence, by the way, if you want to.
All along the lee shore, shells lie scattered in the sand, winking up like shining eyes at me. From the sea, here is one like sunrise. It's older than you know. It's still just lying there where some careless wave forgot it long ago. When I awoke this morning, dove beneath my floating hull, down below her graceful sigh in the turning tide, to watch the sea fish roam. There I heard a story from the sailors of the Santa Maria. There's another island, so days run away from here. It's empty and free. From here to Venezuela, love. There's nothing more to see than 100,000 islands flung like jewels upon the sea. For you and me. Sunset smells of dinner. Women are calling at me to end my tales. But perhaps I'll see you the next quiet place. A fool, I say.
That was Lee Shore from David Crosby and Graham Nash's album, Another Stony Evening. Graham and David have launched their own record label, Bluecastle Records, with the first ever digital edition of that live album, Another Stony Evening, which was recorded 40 years ago in 1971 at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Freebo has been in the music business since the 60s. He's been part of Bonnie Raitt's band for more than a decade and has become a sought-after session musician working with the elite of rock and roll aristocracy, including Ringo Starr, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Maria Muldaur, and many others. Since embarking on his own, Freebo has released four albums of his own cosmic blend of country, rock, soul, and folk, ear-pleasing, genre-defying music. The latest release from Freebo is titled Something to Believe, and from that album, this is On a Parallel Together.
I've been looking for a lifetime, searching for a dream, in a fairy tale of love I couldn't find. I covered every distance in the story of my heart. Yes, I never laid aside that old design. But here we are, so unplanned, just as perfect as a circle of a golden wedding band. You and I, hand in hand, as we travel on a parallel together to a distant land. And now your gentle breeze of love brings kindness to my heart, on a road that keeps on twisting in its turns. The journey to our destiny I leave with no regret, living in the lessons that I learned. But here we are, so unplanned, just as perfect as a circle of a golden wedding band. You and I, hand in hand, as we travel on a parallel together to a distant land. Share this time around. And here we are, so unplanned, just as perfect as a circle of a golden wedding band. You and I,
in hand as we travel on a parallel together. Yes, we're traveling on a parallel together to a distant land.
On a parallel together.
Oh, you and I.
On a parallel together.
Walking on down.
From the delightful debut mini-album from the Los Angeles-based Haven and Jill Lamoureux, otherwise known as Wing and Hollow, that was the title track, Frozen Trees. There's something slightly haunting about these songs, which is possibly due to the sometimes melancholy feel. Jill's seemingly effortless vocal fits dovetail-like within Haven's melodies. Around the state, there are some great concerts coming up, including the Yonder Mountain String Band at the State Room on April 11th, Rusted Root does a show at the State Room on April 13th, Ingrid Michaelson performs in the venue on April 19th, Todd Snyder plays at the State Room on April 24th, Blame Sally do a show also at the State Room on April 28th, Mason Jennings plays at the State Room on May 5th, Katie Herzig plays in the same venue on May 12th, and the legendary Mickey Hart does a show also at the State Room on May 16th. In Logan, guitarist Austin Wyand and fiddle player Jamie Bartschy play at Crum Brothers Bakery on April 21st, and the Puddle Mountain Ramblers and Waiting on Trial play at Legends in Nibley on May 5th. Stephen Kellogg and his Sixers have long been among the hardest working album bands touring the small clubs across America. Kellogg has been making rootsy Americana-tinged music since the mid-1990s, but he finally found his artistic zenith when he formed the Sixers in 2003. Their new album, Gift Horse, features some of Kellogg's strongest melodies and most introspective lyrics yet. Here is Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers with Gravity.
I've got soul. My mama says so. Says, son, you move up. You're a fighter, I know. You will see that life isn't free, and everyone dies eventually. Gravity, you're knocking me out. You're shaking me up till I twist and I shout. Oh, gravity, it's okay in the clouds, but I love it right here with my feet on the ground. Celebrate before it's too late. Your fear of the future's your greatest mistake. Here's a song, we sing it out loud. It ain't nothing as sweet as the sound of a crowd. All right now. Gravity, you're knocking me out. You're shaking me up till I twist and I shout. Oh, gravity, it's okay in the clouds, but I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I twist and I shout. Oh, gravity, it's okay in the clouds, but I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I love it right here with my feet on the ground. And I'm singing, gravity, you're knocking me out. You're shaking me up till I twist and I shout. Oh, gravity, it's okay in the clouds, but I love it right here with my feet on the ground. But I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I love it right here with my feet on the ground. I love it right here with my feet on this ground. I love
just heard the Sleeping Tune from Stanley Greenthal's new release, First Song. About the title, Stanley says, "With more years behind and fewer ahead, there is an opportunity for reflection. Yet it can also be a time for celebrating the possibility of life beginning again, a first song, in spite of overwhelming odds." If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is available on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk and you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to Jennifer Pemberton for maintaining the Fresh Folk webpage and podcast. The eclectic mix of songs that comprises the new release from the Carburetors, titled Caffeinated Heart, is rooted in the contemporary singer-songwriter tradition, but fortified with a healthy dose of rock and roll and tempered with a sweet dusting of bluegrass. In this, their debut album, the Carburetors ponder the challenges of the 21st century with thoughtful lyrics that are intensified by the carefully crafted harmonic structure of the music. From the Carburetors, this is Train to Kinston.
To take the train to Kinston on a Sunday afternoon and let the Piedmont blur before my eyes while memories and histories go drifting through my mind. Dreamy thoughts diffuse the southern skies. Soul float and echo pure and sweet of comfort and conviction from a friend. The man across the aisle will lose his frown and 20 years, and suddenly you'll be with me again. I know you love to ride the rails and that you didn't dance. I know you fought to save the world so long ago in France. But what I never understood when I was young and free was how I'd miss the things you did for me. Southern comfort through the land of memories. Like a dream, those memories will wane. Life's just a one-way ticket, but I'd like a round-trip ride so we could find a way to meet again. Oh, I'd wish we had a way to meet again. Like the rails, you held your course and never would give up. You drank to every morning from a golden china cup. But what I never understood when I was young and free was how I'd miss the things you did for me.
Pray I'm waiting on.
That was All I Want Is You from the Richmond, Virginia-based duo, The Blue Sundays. Ann Porcella's warm, strong, sensitive singing and honest delivery introduces us to some new and old heart songs to carry us through life's varied journeys. From Ann Porcella's album titled Gathering Stones, this is Country Girl.
Corn in the field, trees on the hill, breeze on the water, grain in the mill. Rain in the springtime to sprout up the seeds. These are the things that a country girl needs. A shoulder to in bed, laughter and love and a hand with the weeds. These are the things that a country girl needs. You can keep all of the rest. A country girl still has the best. Courage to keep on, the faith that won't fall, the old family Bible, a voice still and small, a heart that will follow wherever it leads. These are the things that a country girl needs. And you can keep all of the rest. A country girl still has the best.
Mm-hmm.
nature grown right here. Food on the table, a good crop this year. Little respect from the nation she feeds. These are the things that a country girl needs. These are the things that a country girl needs.
Meg Braun is a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter known for her fearless writing, her dynamic vocal style, and performances that have charmed audiences from California to Texas and throughout the Northeast. Her second CD of original songs, titled Broken Places, was produced by Tom Persada Rao in his Richardson, Texas studio. These songs explore the facets of brokenness, both in relationships and the world, and how surviving makes us each stronger. From Meg Braun, here is All Along.
Oh, how I wish I had the words to make the sadness go away. Wish I knew you better, like back when we were kids. Then I might find the right thing to say. Instead I stumble over old cliches and say, I'm sorry, he's gone. I watch the tears tumble down your still pretty face. Trying so hard to be strong. And I hope you know my love has been here for you all along. It doesn't seem so long ago we were two wild children, the wind blowing through our hair, climbing over fences and making puddle fights, laughing while the neighbors stared. We swore our bond in blood at the setting of the sun, joined our fingers to make us one. We could never know how time would have its way with us, that the bond might become undone. But I hope you know. You have lost, and all the years I've been gone. I know we're not fools enough to think we can just begin again or pick up right where we left off. But I heard the news and I knew it was time for me to make my way. Deepest part of our childhood still is true. You will never be alone.
We just heard Open Road from Meg Braun's new release, Broken Places. When Meg, a Toledo, Ohio native, arrived in New York with her diploma, she had hopes of building a career in nonprofit advocacy. What she found instead was admission into the city's vibrant creative class. While living in Manhattan's East Village, Meg covered for a friend one Tuesday evening as host of the open mic at the legendary cafe C-Note. Immediately, she knew she had found her place. When the host position opened up shortly thereafter, Meg gladly took the helm and guided for years what became a weekly salon of sorts, welcoming a distinctive collection of songwriters. Finally, after spending some time working on her craft, Meg released her first CD in 2009. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and as always, I thank technical producers Jordan Allred and Shalane Smith-Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Tom Persada Rao's arrangements on Meg Braun's new release truly showcase each song, bringing out what was special about each one. Meg was also blessed to have Pat Wichter and Carrie Cooper lend their musical gifts to the project. The end result from this collection of talent is simply wonderful. We'll close out the show with I'm Home from Meg Braun. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
Old roads I've traveled, new places I have seen. This is Utah Public Radio.